Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 52. And today I'm responding to a listener's email. Sandra B emailed me from Wisconsin and asked to know a little bit more about the podcast that I had done, the episode that I had done that was on names, like a woman's names and her identity. It was like a two-part episode really. But more specifically, she just kind of wanted to know just like a brief overview of different options for choosing your last name when you get married, or if you're choosing to change your last name at all, and just kind of like different options. I mean, really, any option is open to you, but it just kind of depends on what you want to do. And so I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit more and explain a little bit more about why I did what I did with my name, and just that kind of thing. So first of all, the classic thing that women in America do when they get married is they change their last name. And classically, they would change their last name to their husband's last name. So let's see. Let me think of an example. So we'll give an example. There's a woman named Jane Austen. We'll just do that. Jane Austen is marrying Ben Smith. So that's what we'll say. So her maiden name is going to be Jane Austen, and her husband is Ben Smith. So she's getting married, and in the normal situation, Jane Austen would become Jane Smith. And sometimes a woman will choose to move her maiden name, which would be Austen, to her middle name spot and bump out her middle name, or she might choose to just lose her maiden name altogether and just keep her middle name. So I know friends that have done both of these options. Some people have bumped out their middle name. Some people have just lost their maiden name altogether. And I think that has different implications, in my opinion, for you know, identity in the U.S. and that kind of thing. So first of all, obviously, if you take your husband's last name, it's very traditional. And if you're someone who likes that aspect of your marriage and your life and your culture, or you enjoy tradition, there's nothing wrong with that. This could be something that you would want to do, perhaps. So the idea of tradition or of kind of altering your identity to fit with your new role in your life, which would be a married woman. I personally didn't do that because I didn't so much want to alter my role, as add to it, if that makes any sense. And a lot of people that have changed their last name upon getting married would probably say, Emma, no, I wasn't trying to alter my role, you know, but it was tradition and I liked it, and it was romantic to me also to change my last name, which I totally understand. And that's one reason too why women will change their last name to their husband's last name, because the woman thinks it's a romantic gesture and the man thinks it's romantic too. You know, women grow up fantasizing, you know, whether or not they change their last name when they get married when they're older. But when they're kids, you spend time doodling, I've said this before, on a notebook with the guy you have a crush on in middle school or high school. You know, your last name or your first name and his last name, because you're going to marry him and have all sorts of babies, you know. So a lot of people, you know, change their last name for traditional reasons, because they always expected to do that. They always thought, well, I was always going to do that, so why would I think differently now? All of those make sense. But there's tons of other reasons to do different things with your name too, and there's tons of other options, honestly. So, as I've explained before, I kept my maiden name, but I also added Jason's last name to mine. So I now have four names. I have my first name, I have my middle name, and I have two last names, which this is probably the least normal way for someone to handle keeping their name. Nobody else that I know has actually done that. A lot of people hyphenate, but mine is different than hyphenating, so it's a whole nother complex issue. I chose not to hyphenate because I really like the naming pattern that exist in a lot of Latin American countries or Spanish-speaking countries. They have two last names, and they're not hyphenated. And if you've seen people with last names that are hyphenated in the U.S. that are of Mexican descent or of Guatemalan descent or something like that, it's very unlikely that they chose to hyphenate their name, that the first people that came over from their family, immigrated from their family, chose to hyphenate their name. It's more likely that immigration said, you have two last names, we don't know what to do with a name with a space in it, so we're just going to stick a hyphen in there. But traditionally, one of my friends lives in Mexico, you have two last names, and the first of your last names is given to you by your father, so it's your father's family name, and then your second last name is given to you by your mother, and so it's your mother's family name. And now my last name doesn't really follow that pattern because I wasn't born with two last names. So I just added Jason's onto mine. But the reason I did this and the reason I really like the way Latin American naming patterns works is because it shows your family identity in a way that I think changing your last name and just totally dropping your maiden name takes away some family identity personally. So that, to me, was one thing I was never going to do. I was never going to simply take away my last name and replace it with Jason's. Because I didn't want to lose that link. Because when you think about it, if you look back through time, if you're trying to follow your family tree back through history, if you're on genealogy.com, it's hard to follow some of the women in your family because their names stop. You know, they get it for one generation and then it ends. And so, it's really great to at least have kept it in some form, at least I feel that way, so that in 200 years, if someone's trying to trace back their lineage that's part of my family, they'll be able to see through my full name exactly who I was related to. They'll be able to see, oh, she married this Jason guy, and then they had kids, and those were my great-great-grandparents or whatever. But then they'll be able to see, oh, her maiden name, I still see it. It's still inside of her name, and I can easily trace that name to her parents, you know, that kind of thing. So that's one thing that was really important to me. And I also didn't want to hyphenate because I didn't want to lose that, the idea of, well, I mean, to me, I would lose the idea of two family influences. Most people will think, no, that doesn't make sense. You hyphenate it, they're still both there. And that makes sense for a lot of people. I don't know why I didn't want to hyphenate it, really. I think it had to do with that, and then it had to do with the way most Latin American people or Central American people, their names aren't actually hyphenated. And so many people in the U.S. don't understand that, and they want to just stick a hyphen in there. Hyphenate, 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 everything. And so part of me wanted to stand up for people who have two last names without a hyphen and say, these people exist. Like, you can have two last names. There are plenty of famous people that have two last names, and I don't know why we, like, can be okay with them having two last names without a hyphen, but not others. Like, when I actually went in to change one of my names, or to change my name at one of my banks after I got married, after I legally changed my name with the Social Security office, the bank was like, oh, when we're putting your name on your card, we can't put your two last names. I was like, why? The woman said, well, the program won't allow me to put a space in there. And I was like, are you serious? Like, come on. I just think that's ridiculous. It's a computer program. Why is it made so that there can't be two, like, a space in your last name? She was like, we can either run the two last names together as one last name or hyphenate it. And I was like, well, I don't want to hyphenate it because my part of my point was, people can have two last names without a hyphen. Come on. So I said, okay, just run the last names together. That seems better to me than the hyphen. Because then people won't assume I have a hyphen. Because the problem is, they see your name written one time with a hyphen, and then they just roll with the hyphen forever. They're like, got a hyphen, you've got a hyphen. So I didn't want my name to be hyphenated on anything. Or it would just, I feel like a lot of people would think it was hyphenated always. So I chose to get the two last names run together on the card. Which I just thought it was so silly that this bank, which is like a big bank, can't actually do a space? I mean, come on. People could have double first names, like Mary Ann. So why can't you have double last names? Anyway, I kind of went off on a tangent on that. But, so that's kind of why I chose to do that with my name. I wanted to keep the family history in there. Especially for the future generations. And then just so my children will know, that I'm proud of all of my lineage. And I'm not saying that people are not proud of their lineage if they do something different with their last name. But that's just my motivations. Another common thing that you can do with your last name that I've seen is women will keep their first name, keep their middle name, and move their maiden name over to be a second middle name, and then take their husband's last name. And so when you write their whole name out, it looks the exact same as the way my name is written out. But they would have two middle names, and I would have two last names. And I was speaking to a friend the other day who's getting married soon, and she was saying that she's probably going to do this. This seemed like the best bet for her. And I feel like the people that I've talked to, mostly my friends, I have a few friends that have done this or wanting to do it. The people that I've talked to, that's one of their main reasons for doing that kind of naming pattern is because for the same reason that I wanted to kind of keep all the family names and keep the lineage there. And it's that same kind of thing. But I think that also, they're a little bit more inclined to do a traditional naming thing, that it is a sweet thing. It is a nice gesture. And I'm not going to lie. It was a difficult decision for me to decide exactly how I wanted to do my name, because I had talked to Jason way before we ever talked about getting married and just told him I'm not changing my name at all, just so he would know. And then I decided I wanted to add his on, and I think that made him feel really good. But when I told him, he was like, I mean, that hurts my feelings like a little bit, but I understand. It's okay. So I told him kind of early on that that's what I wanted to do, because it's something I've been thinking about, you know, for a long time. And in addition, I'm the last person in my family that's going to carry on my last name. I'm the last one. All my dad's side that has the same last name, either they didn't have children, or his sisters, got married, or, you know, whatever, and the children's last name was different. So I'm like, I'm the last one around. So I'm like, I especially don't want to change it for that reason. So anyway, another choice that you could do, for changing your name or not, you know, when you get married, could be something that another one of my friends did, which was they never felt very connected to their middle name. I just felt like it was kind of like whatever middle name. They never thought it was too great. So they didn't want to really keep their middle name. They just rather not have it. So she moved her maiden name into her middle name spot, and then took her husband's last name in her last name spot. So then she still has three names, first, middle, last, and no double anything. But she did keep some of her family lineage in her name. And I feel like this is really common now, for women to really retain their maiden name in different spots in their name, because they don't want their full identity to be changed. They don't want it's not their full identity. I know that. But to me, it feels it's a very personal thing, names. As I've mentioned in the other episodes where I talked about names and all the meaning behind it and stuff. And so it's a really personal thing, and you really don't want to lose any portion of you or feel like you are losing a portion almost of your family and all that kind of stuff. And I really understand that, and I really see that. Now, I had mentioned, this is an interesting kind of side note, I'd mentioned to Jason, hey, what if we change our names together? Like, what if we doubled our last names? Like, we both took, you know, two last names, like I did, or hyphenated or something in that case. And he was like, I think he was open to it in that he was willing to listen, but I don't think he was ever interested in doing it. And even though he never said this to me, I know it's because men just don't have to grow up thinking of that. They don't have to grow up thinking of a change in their name. And I asked him a little bit about it. I said, why do you think? And he was like, well, I've just always had that name. And part of me wanted to scream and say, well, I've always had my name too. But I understand. I mean, I'm not mad at him, obviously. But I understand, because boys never grow up thinking they'll change their last name. And even though I think now, the way the world is, or the way the U.S. is, boys don't grow up thinking as much in their head that they're going to grow up and be the leader head of the family. Some of them do, but I feel like it's more common now, at least with my cohort, to think that they'll grow up and help lead a family and be a good teammate for a woman that they choose to be their partner. You know, it's a little bit more of an egalitarian, at least ideology, about choosing partners, and less about growing up and being the head of your family and passing your name on and all that kind of stuff. But still, even so, I think it's just something boys don't have to think about, really. And so if they are presented with that as an idea, I think it really rocks their world. Like, whoa, no. And then I also think, too, it's such an age-old thing that the boy's name dictates the name of the family, that it probably makes them feel a little bit less of the, you know, the husband or, you know, part of the family if their name isn't involved. That's just a guess because I'm not a man, so I do not know. I'll have to ask Jason more about it and stuff. But so those are some of the options that hopefully, Sandra, this helps. Just thinking of different options and the reasons, just something for you to think about when you're moving toward changing your name. What do you really want to do with your name? But I feel like what you want to do with your name has to do with what you want to feel about your name, what you want to convey through your name, and then to some degree what you want the world to know about your name, because people will call you by your name. It's on your license. It's on all these things. So you can always drop your maiden name completely and take your husband's last name and keep your first and middle name. You could take your maiden name and have it replace your middle name. You could keep your middle name and add your maiden name as a second middle name. You could do what I did, which is a little bit weirder. And I don't know if anybody else has done this, the way I did it, which was add my husband's name to mine as a last name, but without hyphenating. So you could have two last names. This is probably the most confusing for all people that are looking on of any of the options you could choose. But I still chose to do it that way. You could also hyphenate your last name and his in your last name. So there's some good options, for you to think about. And then, of course, I don't want to forget one of the options, which is don't change your name at all. That's becoming more common now, especially in a world where women have really solid careers that they're focusing on before they get married or around the time they get married, or they have advanced degrees that they've gotten, and the degree is in their name, that, you know, their maiden name, the name they were born with, or they've been published or something like that, the name that they were born with. So, you know, you don't want to change your name for that reason. And I can understand that too. So you just keep it the way it is. One of the professors actually that I had in college, she didn't change her name for that reason because she'd already written a bunch of papers and been published, and she didn't want to have that part of her identity switched on her. She really wanted to remain the prolific writer and researcher that she was and not have people go, now who is this again? Like, I don't recognize this person to work, which makes a lot of sense to me. Now, I do want to say that even though the decision-making about changing your last name, or if you're going to when you get married, is a really hard decision, it's a really kind of important decision, in my opinion, kind of a weighty decision. Just to remind you, you don't have to do it right when you get married. I know plenty of women that have gotten married and then just totally forgotten to change their name, even though they wanted to. And it's, you know, it had been a year or two since they've been married and they still hadn't changed their name. And they're still legally their name. It doesn't change automatically, you know, when you get married. I feel like that's kind of a misconception that that's the case, that it changes automatically. And you have to go in and, you know, do all this paperwork. And then another important thing to know about it is when you go into the Social Security office, at least the person that I spoke with, who was a middle-aged guy, who seemed like a normal dude, when I went in and I handed him my marriage certificate, he didn't say, so, are you now going to be Mrs. Blank? You know, Jason's last name. He said, what do you want your name to be? And I just loved that he asked me in that way. I felt great. I felt like that was the most fair, positive way you could ask someone, instead of just assuming that they'll do certain thing with their name. And so when he asked me, I had this like flash in my head, like I could be any name ever. And in my mind, I imagine all these ridiculous options, even though I didn't want that. And I'm sure he meant, what do you want your name to be based on all of these possible last names that you have in front of me on the marriage certificate? But he didn't bat an eyelash when I told him that I wanted to have two last names, no hyphen. He was like, okay, fine. You know, he had the certificate in front of him, seeing the different names and how to spell them. And so I really appreciated that. I don't know, you know, what your Social Security office experience will be like, but I hope that it's as positive as mine, where the person you're working with isn't judgmental about what you want to do with your name. Cause I was honestly a little bit scared of that, you know. So that's just something to know. So even though the decision might be hard trying to figure it out, just know that you'll figure it out, even if it's after you get married. You'll figure it out and you'll realize that you did the right thing for yourself and your name. And you know, and for your children. You know, some people want to change their last name because they definitely want to have the same last name as their kids. You know, or at least part of the same last name as their kids. Like, I now have Jason's last name added onto mine, so someone would be able to see in my kid's last name that I'm their mom, you know. So there's so much to think about. It's much more complicated, I think, than men really can understand. But anyway, thank you so much for the question, Sandra. I really appreciate it. And hopefully this answers some of your questions. And I hope that it actually gave other listeners just the idea of what you might want to do. Because I really encourage you to start thinking about it now. If you plan at any point to get married to anyone, you know, think about it. So anyway, I love talking with you guys as always. Thanks for listening again today. Make sure you check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. You can email me at emma@owomanpodcast.com with questions or comments or anything you want to say or any ideas for a show that you want to address, like today's episode was based on that. So do that, and then also subscribe on iTunes, and while you're at it, rank the episodes there. Give them some stars so iTunes knows that we're a thing. Thanks so much for listening. Love you guys. This is Emma, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.